Jonathan, first of all, just talk a little bit about your experiences in France before we talk about your newest opportunity now in Finland. And you had a chance to go through the season there and came up just a game short. But overall, how would you assess how things went in France for you?
Oh, it was one of those situations that, you know, I'll never forget. It was definitely a get your feet wet type of situation, you know, being in Europe for the first time. Athletically and just trying to test the waters and see competition and trying to get a feel for where football is over here. And what I found out was it's head and shoulders above where I guess the average person would envision American football would be. Guys are very football savvy, like mentally, you know, they pick up the game very well. These players are very passionate about it. A lot of the players have to pay to play. And, you know, each league has rules about how many imports they can bring over and how they pay them. But as far as the core group of your team, you know, those guys are going to be from the country. So on my French team, I had just two Americans, me and another kid, Brandon Crawford from Buffalo University, and just a tremendous athlete, tremendous person. He was a defensive end for us. And what was really cool was just the leadership role that I was kind of thrusted into. I joined in January, and the first game was February. So I had like 2 weeks to prepare before the first game. So I had to pick up the offense, learn learn everybody on my team, learn their strengths and weaknesses. You know, as a quarterback, you need to make sure you know what people are good at and what you can trust them with, and doing certain responsibilities in their offense. So it was so many unique challenges that I feel like my football career throughout my life kind of prepared me for without me even knowing it. You know, each day you could see some things that the game had prepared me for to face over here while I was here. So France was an amazing opportunity. The season went very well. I think even my team, you could tell, was very excited about the direction that we were moving and how fast we were moving. I think we started off 3-0, and we even defeated a team that's like top 10, you know, right on the top 10 edge of all of Europe. And so that was really cool. I had a good group of guys there. We missed the playoffs by one spot, but we were very competitive the whole year, and that's all you can ask for. And it was just a lot of fun.
Now, looking at your stats, you were able to lead the league in passing over 2,263 yards, 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions on the season. It really looks like you're able to go in and make an impact offensively with your team.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun in that regard to come in and have success. You know, anytime you can go in and play well, you know, it makes everything a lot easier, a lot more fun, obviously. And, you know, that's a testament to my teammates. You know, I came into a situation where the first practice, I was like, wow, I've got some athletes here. You know, I've got some guys with some speed, guys that can get to the edge. So he really opened up the offense for me, and I thought that was amazing for me to have that. When you looked at around the league, you know, not a lot of teams maybe had the athletes that I had. So that was a lot of fun. Our defense, you know, they had some good players. They kind of struggled at times, so we were in a lot of high-scoring matches, and so we came up short on a couple into those. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun, especially when you look at the other quarterbacks in the league and the respect I have for those guys, and every other quarterback's in American too, and they come from tremendous universities, a couple of them from Division I schools. So you're going against some elite competition, which is really cool for you personally to try and not outdo one another, but just to kind of see where you're at. And it feels good to just know that I belonged in that league and I had a successful year.
How were you able to adjust to the language barrier playing in France?
Yeah, there were definitely some adversity moments when it came to that. I had one key receiver, one of my highest targeted receivers actually, like, really struggled with English. So what we do is, you know, anytime, especially during the game, you know, you just go to the sideline, you talk to your guys, and then they just translate to that specific person. But as far as everyone else goes, very good at English. I think it was tough because the Paris and France population, I think, is like under 50% know the language. So when you're going into town and everything, you're definitely going to have to learn learn some words like thank you and please, and learn how to speak locally. But when it came to football, a lot of guys spoke English, so that helped out a lot.
Well, just talk about your experiences off the field. It's just a great opportunity to see part of the country that a lot of people don't get a chance to see as well. And just kind of talk a little bit about being able to take advantage of that while you're there.
Oh, it was amazing. I remember when I was, I think, 10 or 11, my sister had lived, studied abroad in Paris. And so I got to see her with my parents, and we spent a week there and got to see some really cool sights in Paris. But to come back now that I'm older and you're able to appreciate everything so much more. And, you know, I like to think I'm a little bit more mature now, 13 years later. So you're just able to open your eyes and accept some things that are just straight up different than you. And you grew up different. And so to actually not just visit these places like the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre and all these great sites, to actually like immerse yourself into the culture was really humbling. Because you really start to see like why the French do what they do every day. And, you know, they're a very relaxed population. You know, it's just they do a lot of things a little bit slower than Americans. And, you know, I think we find that weird. But when you live there every day, you start to understand, okay, why, and the things they do every day is really cool. And to build off that, I would say, you know, the opportunities I had too. So like we'd have bye weeks. A lot. So we'd have like a game, we'd have a week off and a game, and that kind of happened throughout the year. So I would I had the ability to take trips over in Europe. So I went to Rome one weekend with my teammate. Another time I went to Normandy with my parents, got to see Normandy beaches of World War II. I went to London with my sister and my brother-in-law one weekend. And so I was just able to disperse those out too throughout the season. Went to Greece another time and Prague another time. So to just be able to kind of checklist these amazing, amazing places with this football opportunity just was the icing on top.
Also understand that you had an opportunity to meet Jim Harbaugh during your time in France.
Yeah, we're joking a lot about that because, you know, I've been able to see all these cool places, but we always bring it back to America as one of the coolest things I've been able to do in Paris. You know, you don't think about stuff like that, but yeah, the Michigan football team got to train at the Olympic facility in France, which was also a neat experience in itself, just to see the facility where all the Olympic athletes get to train every summer for their respected sport. And the football team showed up and kind of did like a training camp for a lot of the players, but mainly the French coaches. Put on a clinic and just kind of helped teach them football 101 basically. And Jim was there, and my head coach went up to him and was like, yeah, I have an American quarterback, and got to talking. And obviously with the success of Northwest Missouri State, he had definitely heard of us, which was really cool. And I was repping my t-shirt at the time. And next thing you know, he just grabs the football from one of his quarterbacks and just tosses it to me. And I kind of was like, oh, he wants it back. So I threw it back. Next thing you know, we're playing catch. So that was definitely a moment I'll never forget. I even turned to one of my teammates who was there. I was like, make sure you record this, because I definitely had to remember that moment. And he was just such an easygoing guy, down to earth. And you could tell, what was really cool is you could tell how much he knew that moment meant to me. And I think that was really special.
And now that the season is over in France, your playing days are still going on, though, an opportunity to play in Finland now. Just tell us a little bit about how that came about, that you're able to continue playing a little bit of football right now.
Yeah, so fortunately, you know, good news, bad news. The bad news was the season didn't end the way we wanted to. The good news is that, you know, my season individually went pretty well, you know, like, you know, I led the league in passing in France, and I think that went a long way, I guess, in the eyes of certain teams over here in Europe, which was really cool. So I had a couple teams, you know, even throughout the season kind of inquiring about me. And this team was in need of a quarterback. They didn't have the production that they were wanting out of their quarterback, so they needed that spot filled. They started the year 0-3, so the season ended for me on, like, a Saturday. And literally the next day, they contacted me. So they were following me all the way up to my final game. When my season was over, they contacted me, just told me their situation, got in contact with their coach, kind of saw the background of the team, the town that they're in. I thought Finland's just a great opportunity. Everyone holds it in high regards when it comes to football in Europe over here, as far as competition goes. So I knew it was going to be a step up for me athletically and with competition. So just a neat opportunity. And to be honest with you, I had no other plan. You know, I was either this or maybe come back, see what was going to happen in the future for next year in Europe, or potentially find a job in America. So I thought, why not? You know, it's just a great way to extend my stay over here and maybe see some more cool places, and to really challenge myself also athletically with the game of football even further.
Chance to go from being a cougar to a crocodile. And what's been some of the changes coming in now in the middle of the season where you kind of have to hit the ground running with the Crocodiles?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just when I thought I had the most adversity with a team where the game was in 2 weeks when I joined them, here they're 3 weeks in and we have a game the week of, you know, when I arrived. So their offense was not in a good place when I got here, you know, and they don't have an offensive coordinator. So I've been even challenged more because, you know, I'm the OC here. So I get to call plays. I get to create the offense, which is such a cool but yet overwhelming responsibility for the first week here. So I give credit to my entire offensive teammates and the coaching staff because they've just been very helpful, to say the least. Trying to install everything that I feel like will work for this football team. We have a lot of great athletic kids here that, you know, you're just trying to implement from France, kind of what I saw from those guys. I was trying to put that into this offense, and even back to my days at Northwest Missouri State, and just try to put those offensive plays what I think is going to work. And these guys responded really well. You know, we didn't have the best of days in our first game here in Finland, but with me at quarterback, but we still put up points, and from an offensive standpoint, we still competed for four quarters, and everybody says that it was the best the offense has looked all year. And so for that to happen in just 1 week, it really excites me to see what'll happen now that we have a bye week and we have two more weeks to prepare. And the guys are very intelligent and pick it up quickly, so I'm excited.
I know you haven't had a lot of opportunity to be in Finland yet, but what's the biggest difference that you see as far as living in France to now living in Finland?
Oh, that's a good question, John. I think the language is the biggest difference. I don't know if I can say that there's a lot of English words that translate in French, but I just felt like when I was in France, you know, I could just kind of pick up on some words that I'd see around town or something where I'm like, okay, connect the dots and trying to see. Here, I have no idea. The language is just very different, even the spelling of it. They even have some letters that just aren't even in our alphabet at all. So I think that's the biggest thing. The other cool thing is it never gets dark here. So we're so far north in the northern hemisphere with the Earth's tilt that the sun never sets. So what was hilarious was last night we were playing a Monday night football game and the stadium doesn't have any lights and we didn't need lights. So we kicked off at 6:30 and by the time we get done, it's 9 o'clock at night and we never needed lights the whole time. It felt like it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's such a weird thing to try and get used to. So even tonight here, it's never going to get dark. The sun kind of sets around just after midnight and then rises again at like 2 a.m. So it's a very, very cool deal to like walk around town. And but it's just very eerie too at the same time. So you got to get used to that.
So does that make it a little bit tough as far as trying to get your sleep cycle going?
Exactly. And what's cool about it is, you know, being in Finland too, you know, like I said, it's kind of a step up. So the team has more than one import. You know, on my other team, I just had two Americans, me and another kid. Well, here they have more than one American, like three or four Americans, and then even more imports. So we have like 10 to 15 total imports, and we all live in the same apartment complex. So when I arrived, I had some teammates help me out. The trick here is aluminum foil. They put aluminum foil over the windows, and it blacks everything out. So that was a big big thing the first day I had to do when I got here.
All right. Well, anything else you want to tell the folks back home in Maryville?
Oh, you know, just that I appreciate their prayers and support. You know, the Lord's blessed me with all these great opportunities this year, starting back in January, and the time's just been flying. So I miss everyone back home, but I just really appreciate those people that have reached out to me and just let me know that they're praying about me, they're thinking about me, because that really does go a long way. I don't feel like I'm clear across the world because of all the support that I've been shown from the people back in Maryville. So it's just a big thank you to everyone, and couldn't be more excited.
Well, Jonathan, as always, it's good talking to you.
Yes, thank you, John.